It is Wednesday, September 4th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Hello.
And howdy.
I think.
Yes.
I'm going to start trying out accents on the air because we're starting rehearsals for the Gridiron Show.
Gridiron is where many journalists get together and poke fun of newsmakers, and it's usually in October.
So we'll have a little Paula Deen, and we'll have some Granny Clampett.
Uh-huh.
So if you start hearing weird accents, I have not lost my mind. I'm just rehearsing on you.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about visual arts.
Let's do.
Tomorrow is First Thursday.
Yes, it is, at Fayetteville Underground and all over the Fayetteville Square.
Photographer Terry Duchon and fiber textile artist Jeannie Vockroth will be on display at, well, actually their work will be
yes.
at the Fayetteville Underground.
Yes.
It's first Friday this week.
In Bentonville, downtown Bentonville.
And the beginning of the Slaughter Pen Jam Music Festival.
Bicycles and music.
Exactly. Which sounds really dangerous, but that's just my biking. Arkansas Champion Trees and Artist Journey is on show starting this weekend at the Smith Pendergraft Campus Center at UAFS. We've written about her when her exhibit was up here.
Right.
Artist Linda Williams Palmer. And there's a reception from 3 to 5 on September 8th.
Right.
And Sensory Icona class opens on September 9th at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale with a reception from 6 to 8 p.m. September 12th. This is the pairing of food and art.
Right.
And at the same time, there will be a video installation in the other gallery at ACO exploring the apocalyptic architecture of Coin Harvey.
Coin Harvey, who was convinced the world was going to end before now.
And first built a resort at Montanay and then built this huge amphitheater and then finally built his tomb.
Actually, and I was a bit unfair, I don't think he thought the world was going to end, but he thought civilization was in for a rough, rough ride.
And he might have been right. We've had some rough
That's
rides.
True. That's true.
But this will be an interesting, they describe it as a video meditation.
Right.
And that will be happening at the same time through October 4th at ACO.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.